When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is the first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform all across social media. Over 2 million people across all social media, y'all, which is insane now. It blows my mind. Over 2 million people across all my platforms. I help raise awareness for NPD. Get more people into therapy like myself, 5 years going strong, and also validate the victims, survivors, and the thrivers of this disorder and of these traits that come along with it as well. So today's episode is going to be about the cycle of narcissistic abuse, how it doesn't stop if you keep taking them back. So y'all hear me say this, probably. I got over 10,000 videos across all my platforms, y'all, all right now. Again, crazy. Just detailing how the more you take a narcissistic person back, the worse, the absolute truth, the worse it's going to get. It just is. But Lee, why is that? Because narcissistic people, Ben Taylor said this, he put this in a video. We did a live one time. Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations, is the other self-aware narcissist. Follow him. He's got some great content. He's on all platforms as well. He said this, one of the reasons why it gets worse when you take narcissists back is because, like, every time you take them back, it gets worse. The previous relationship, when it ended, that's the new baseline. That's the new floor of the relationship now. This is a whole new relationship. Narcissistic people view this is not us. This is not us breaking up and getting back together. This is a whole new relationship. And the floor of this new relationship is the ceiling of the other relationship. How the other relationship ended is how this one is going to be, how this one is going to go. Now, because the abuse, the manipulation, the lying, the cheating, whatever they were doing to you in that first or first few relationships, however many times you're taking this person back, that's the new bottom. That's the new standard of this relationship. This is the new standard right here. The new standard of the relationship is this right here. Every time you take them back, it gets worse because they are adding on floors of abuse, floors of worse treatment. Yeah, it might be better for a few days. It might get better for a few days, few weeks, couple of months. But then guess what? The narcissist gets tired of holding up that act, and they will resent you for making them put this act on in the first place. They just absolutely will. They will make you feel bad for making them put on this act in the first place. Like, how dare you make me have to change to get you back? How dare you make me do this stuff to get you back when you are just as much, or not, if not more, at fault than I am? That's the mindset of a lot of narcissists and toxic people. They will blame you for how they are treating you. So every time you take this person back, the worst is going to get. I don't know how to put that more in clearer circumstances than that right there. The more you take this person back, the worst is going to get. And that's just the bottom line of it. Because narcissistic people, in our brains, we think that you are okay with the previous behaviors. We just do. It's just logic. I know you're not okay with it. This is not me just saying you're okay with it. I'm just saying, in our minds, logically speaking, if you are not okay with it, you wouldn't take me back. If I haven't made any changes, I'm the same person if I cheated on you 2 weeks ago, I'm still that same person. I have not made any kind of noticeable change in 2 weeks. From 2 weeks ago when you broke up with me to right now, I'm still the same person. So I must be good enough for you to take it back, right? The treatment that I gave you, the treatment that we went through, or the way we were acting, the way we were doing the things, like, it couldn't have been that bad if you took me back. Because I know if somebody treated me badly, I wouldn't go back to that person. That's how my mind works. That's how narcissistic people's minds work. It's just a logical thing. I know it sounds illogical to you, but logically speaking, it makes sense. Are you not okay with it? No, believe we're not okay with it. That person promised us to change or whatever, but what changes? What did they show you? They can promise you all they want to. They can promise you the damn moon. Unless they can. Hey, baby, I'm going to give you the moon. Oh, thanks, honey. You're going to win. How? How are they going to give you the damn moon? Y'all be wanting the moon. They promise you the moon. What actions are they taking to get you the moon, y'all? Are they building some kind of huge damn Amazonian lasso like from Wonder Woman? Are they going to the Amazon, the rainforest to find Wonder Woman to get her lasso and rope the damn moon to you? Are they going to do that? Are they building a spaceship for you to get to the moon? Or are they just words? I know there was a kind of crazy ass analogy right there, y'all, comparison. But like literally, are they just words? A lot of times they're just using words to satisfy you or to get you to shut up a lot of times. Like they just want you to, a lot of times, narcissistic people just want you to shut up. So they'll tell you what you want to hear. They'll tell you what you need to hear in that moment. They'll say what they need to say in that moment to get you to calm down, to get you to do what they want you to do. That's just how it goes. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. Like, that's kind of mean. Like, I'm not being, y'all know my intent is not to be mean. My intent is to educate you on how narcissistic people's minds work. This next relationship, this next step in our life is going to probably be the same or worse than previous steps, because now I have more. Now I have a baseline on what you will tolerate. But Lee, why does it keep getting worse? Because you keep going back. But I don't go back, Lee. They keep reaching out to me. You keep going back. They're just so persistent. They won't leave me alone. You keep going back. I don't care how persistent they are. Sometimes you have to call the police, protect yourself, change your number. Sometimes, look, there the Bill of Rights introduced 10 amendments to the Constitution. There's a Second Amendment in there for a reason. The second of those 10 amendments is there for a reason. Use that. Okay. You're too nice. Your niceness will be weaponized against you. And they'll tell you, like, you're too nice to do that to me. You wouldn't do this. You wouldn't do that to me. You're not that type of person. Your niceness is going to be weaponized, because narcissistic people view niceness as weakness. That shit weak to us. That's like, you too nice. You're such a nice person. That means you're a pushover. They're going to take advantage of you. There's not when a narcissist calls you a nice person, that's not a compliment. They're sizing you up. They're telling you that you're bait. You're like a worm that they're putting on the hook about to cast out into the sea, the fish, to get a fish. See? The lake. The pond. Somewhere. Whatever you fish. I haven't been fishing in a long time. The lake. But that's how it is. They don't view your niceness as anything but a weakness in something that they can use against you. A tool to further their manipulation. The more time you take them back because you're a nice person, because you don't have boundaries, because you don't know how to say no. No, like, I'm just telling you, the narcissist does not care that you have problems saying no. They actually enjoy that you have problems saying no. That's why they beat you down, but that's why they won't leave you alone. That's why they will not leave. That's why they're so persistent. They won't leave me alone. Of course, because they know persistence gets you. That's how you get. How do I get her? I just persist. I just keep being persistent until she gives in or he gives in. Man, bro, I talk to men all the time. Literally every single day I talk to a different man about narcissistic abuse. Whether they think they're a narcissist or they think they're dealing with a narcissistic toxic woman. I talk to them literally every single day. This is not just a man is a narcissist thing. I talk to men all the time that are dealing with narcissistic toxic women. And the stories are absolutely insane. But that's how it goes, y'all. If you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, I'm not saying, like, the more times you take it back, it's not going to get better. I don't care what the hell they say to you. Actions over words. Words don't mean, like, yeah, I'm going to be real with you. Words don't mean shit to me. You can say what you wanted to say to them. What are your actions saying? What are your actions saying? Because your actions are speaking louder than words. Your actions, your words are whispering. Your actions are yelling and screaming over a damn megaphone. What are y'all so focused on the words, not the actions. What are they doing to take the proactive step? I know I gave a crazy analogy about the moon. What about, I'm going to get better. I'm going to go to therapy. What actions are they taking? Find me a therapist. Why you got to find them a therapist? Why do you have to find them a therapist so they can tell you that you picked the wrong therapist? You picked wrong. They're setting you up. They tell you that you need to find a therapist or you need to find a marriage counselor. You need to do. They're setting you up for later on so they can say you picked wrong. It's your fault that this didn't work. It's your fault the therapy didn't work. I'm telling y'all the mindset. I've thought the same way before too. I think the same way now sometimes. I'm telling y'all, I'm still a narcissist. I'm not trying to get away from it. Lee, but can you be cured? Is there a cure? I just want to start psychedelics, something. No, I'm good with who I am. I'm becoming better and better and more inclined with who I am to anything. So, Lee, does that mean you're proud to be a narcissist? I'm not proud to be a damn narcissist. I'm proud of how far I've come. People be, y'all be weird in my comment section. I be reading, I have to read the comment. I try to respond to as many comments as possible to show y'all I'm a real person. Like, TikTok need to, I got fake pages out there on TikTok now and everything. It's just a weird mindset. So y'all actually, in all actuality, in all seriousness, you have to empower yourself to take back your power and to take back your strength. The more times you go back, the worse it's going to get. And I mean that. I don't mean that to be mean. I mean that to show you the seriousness of the seriousness behind everything. The more times you take this toxic, narcissistic person back, the worse it's going to get. The worse it's going to get because now you're tolerating more and more and more. How many times are you going to forgive someone for doing the same thing over and over again? How many times are you going to forgive someone for doing the same behaviors over and over and over again? How many times are you going to do that? How many times you got to do? How many times does it take? Believe they won't leave me alone. Call the goddamn police. I know the police. A lot of times in these situations, they need to do some kind of physical stuff to you. But keep the police on standby. Keep calling them until they do something about it, y'all. And again, the Second Amendment is there for a reason. You know what I mean? It just is. Believe I'm a pacifist. All right. You can be pacifist right into their hands again, and they're going to manipulate you, lie to you, cheat on you, and probably put their hands in you if they already have. I'm trying to help as many people as possible, but you have to want to help yourself. Actions over words. Consistent. If narcissists apologize to you, I'm sorry for everything. I'm sorry for everything doesn't mean anything, y'all. I'm sorry for the hurt I put you through. How did you hurt me? Tell me how you hurt me. How did you hurt me? They don't want to be, there's no specificity to it. They just want you to take them back because you love them, right? Make them work for it. Make them earn it. Y'all don't make them earn it. You just take them back because they ask you to. Can you take me back, please? You love you. I love you. You know I love you, right? You know I love you. Love shouldn't hurt, y'all. Love shouldn't be, you shouldn't have to question whether or not you love somebody. Stay empowered in your journeys, y'all. I know I've been rambling on a lot in this video, but y'all, the cycle does not stop if you keep taking, you take them back. Only you can, you got to stop the cycle. Or you keep taking them back and then they end up leaving you after somebody else and they end up leaving you broken. Well, you could have left and left them alone. They leave you for somebody else. And now they're paying you. But now you're blowing them up. Now you've been persistent with them. And now they paint you as a crazy ass. They use your persistence and weaponize it against you for the new supply. They look, my crazy ass. I told y'all she crazy. He's blowing me up. I told y'all he crazy. He won't leave me alone. You're blowing him up. Now you're the crazy ex. You look like the crazy ex. Now you're reacting. Again, shout out to Ben Taylor, Raw Motivations. Y'all follow him. Cluster B Milkshake over there. Sarah over there. Cluster B Milkshake on all platforms as well. Cluster B Milkshake. Thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I really truly appreciate every single one of y'all because as much as y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn more from you. Thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace.